Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, November 20th. We're back with you on a Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel is back.
Yeah.
So I don't have to explain, well, Rachel's not here today. We have somebody else.
Yeah.
So it's easier to introduce the show that way. How you doing, Rachel?
Did you have a good week last week?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just trying to say, you know, I miss you being here and everything. But
I'm glad I have you no miss problem me. With I want to keep it that way. That's yeah. why I leave. You know, I have the same technique with you as I do with my boyfriend. I give
yeah,
you
you try to take
days,
a break, right?
And then, you know, I go off. I live my other life. I come back. And
then you're
just,
refreshed and everything,
you know, exactly.
ready to go
we
for another week.
Can't get rid of each other, you know? Doses. That's the key to life. Everything in moderation.
There you go.
For moderation. That's what Oscar Wilde said. Yeah.
But it is a holiday week actually, and it's exciting, right? Are you feeling a little holiday in the air?
I'm feeling a little holiday because I put on like 5 pounds just from eating and working and going on the go. So I feel like I'm prepared already.
Uh-huh.
Do I feel holiday-y? Surprisingly, this year I don't. I think there's just so much overstimulation with what's going on. And it just every day feels like the same doom and misery impending. Yeah. You know, just I feel desensitized a lot to the rest of the to the reality just
right.
because of
but maybe you should hold on to that because that's what kind of takes you out from this, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, Thanksgiving,
it might be
family,
that,
friends,
or just because it, you know, again,
short
it's LA
week.
it's not like,
yeah, it doesn't feel like
you
like,
know
yeah.
people in LA, it's not like the East Coast where people had their lights up 3 months ago, you know, like
yeah.
as soon as Labor Day was over, you
right.
know.
But we have that here too. All you have to do is go to the mall
and
you'll feel a holiday.
Yeah, that's
sure.
true.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know, for me it feels cool. I'm looking forward to Thursday.
It's cold. I will say it's cold.
Right? It's been cold.
Yeah.
Well, at night. Right
well,
now, it's beautiful.
I will say in Vegas, it was windy and cold. I was there
oh,
last
really?
Week. Did I tell you why I was there?
Yes.
Okay. I went to the MJ BizCon, the marijuana conference. Can I tell you a little bit about it?
Yeah, for
okay.
sure. By the way, we do have guests in the studio. We'll be joined by them in just a moment. But Rachel does have a story.
I will
so
update you on my. Okay, so I went to this conference, right? It's an MJ BizCon. It's for marijuana people in the marijuana. But I hate that term in the marijuana industry. From
cannabis.
all over the world, really. Because we
right.
met people from Canada. We met people from Ohio. I'm like,
oh,
I didn't
wow.
even know people knew what weed was in Ohio.
Right.
It was really cool to go and experience it, but I've never seen so many people in suits around jars of empty jars. You can't put weed on display there. It was just
yeah, right.
it was bizarre. It's bizarre to I mean Vegas, we're figuring it out as legalization happens, but to it's just so there's a disconnect because you can't have the weed in the jars anymore. Come 2018, everything's going to be prepackaged. The way the dispensaries are now are going to be completely different.
Really,
yeah.
like pre-measured and
it's
shit
very,
like that. So you don't buy it by the bud?
You don't. Oh, there's no more, here's a jar, open it up, smell it. This
right,
is what it smells
right.
like. It's
yeah. You know what? It's getting pretty scary. The guy at the dispensary also told me, he says, you see this 1,000 milligram?
No more powerful edibles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You see this 1,000 milligram?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have it anymore.
Gone.
So what that means is instead of one bite, I'll have to have like two fucking
exactly.
cookies, you know?
It's really... It's,
it's fucking bullshit.
Two,
I'm not
going to
eat that
much.
You're
going to have
to have 10. Yeah, right?
No, so
10,
not
yeah.
only it's going to take you long, you're going to be eating more calories.
I know.
You're probably,
I don't
know.
Plus,
I don't
want to eat this shit. It's not that great tasting,
right.
you know?
So,
but,
it was cool. It was cool to see that there's so much passion and drive in our industry from all walks of life. But I was wearing a crop top and yoga pants, you know, and
right.
there's people in suits. But the thing is I was walking around doing, I'm going to call myself the Rachel Maddow of weed. I swear. No, I don't know. I just aspire. But I was walking around interviewing people, just getting sound bites or here and there. And then I see JB Smoove from Curb Your Enthusiasm, Leon, the black guy from Curb. He's amazing. I love him. He's hilarious. I see him walking around with who I presume to be his daughter, who it was. And I end up interviewing them because his daughter is getting into the cannabis industry. She's starting her own company. She's cool as fuck, gorgeous. And I asked if I could, I was like kind of lingering around. I was like such a little stalker walking around MJ BizCon. I'm like, oh my God, JB Smooth, he noticed me. So yeah, we were, and like finally she was super cool, was totally down to interview. And like he was just saying how, I was like, so, you know, that's, what are your thoughts on your daughter? I asked him like getting into the cannabis industry as a father. And it was like, it's like, no, we were already tight, you know, yeah. Like this is something that just we can do together, you know, it doesn't hurt you. And it was just cool to see that. And then like after he was just saying this, I asked him if he would adopt me. Oh, and he said he would. Cool.
Yeah.
So,
you know, what's cooler than having your going into your business with your daughter and cannabis is actually smoking. Yeah. With her, right.
So that was cool. I really like their relationship. I want to try and get them on at least either here or the podcast. They're great. Yeah. So
there were a lot of people, of course, right?
So, yeah, there was a lot of people. There was one party who I won't say whose brand it was.
Okay.
They threw a party, and I won't say what company and where.
Okay.
But I
don't
show
say
up,
anything, really. What
I show up with
here?
Weed to a weed party, and I'm not allowed to come in.
Really?
And I'm like, you do realize this is blank blank's party, right?
Right. But you're not supposed to smoke.
You can't. Why? It's a private. I was like, this is the wackest place.
Right, right. You know, and that's what I'm saying. So the funny thing is, the guy at the dispensary says yesterday, he says, everybody that voted yes for legalization is an asshole. I said, you know what? I agree. I voted no, and I'll tell you why. Because I knew it would happen.
I agree. But here's the thing. There's that side to it. But like when it's still, there's when we're still in this gray area,
right?
It's just like, I also don't know if that's helpful either, because that means federally, since it's still illegal, they can at any point they can come in and shut it
right,
down. I
exactly.
don't know. I don't know if it really matters.
But you know, there's a few bills, bill proposals in Congress, you know, to actually do away with that.
Yeah. To do away with the ban, the federal ban on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. To reschedule.
Well, it really
it.
Just depends on what Jeff Sessions decides to do and like the future of Jeff Sessions.
But it's not just him. I mean, you have the whole Congress, you know, and they can actually. There's actually a movement. I think. You know, the Congress people can see that people actually are moving towards this. Mm-hmm. It's like it's a tsunami, you know?
Right, but that's the thing. It's no longer a partisan issue. Like, Republicans and Democrats both want this.
Right,
you know?
Exactly, exactly. But, yeah, but the bottom line is legalization actually is going to raise our prices here quite a bit. But, you know, one good news I heard is now in Colorado, they're going to allow getting high in bars and pubs and stuff.
Oh, really?
They should. And this
honestly,
is the ultimate. I mean, anything
you can
less
smoke
than that.
Any place you can smoke cigarettes, you should be allowed to consume
weed.
Because the cigarette smell is so disgusting. Like makes you sick. Like, to me, I get a headache and I want it. But weed doesn't do that. In fact, it helps the opposite. you know?
But, you know, funny you should bring this up, because I was in one of the South Bay cities yesterday and I'm seeing a sign that says no smoking anywhere. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you people, you know? This is like holier than thou. If I want to stand in the middle of the street, there's no people around me, you can't tell me I can't smoke. What is this? You know, it's really, but it's, the bottom line is, you know, I mean, look, people smoke, okay? It doesn't make them bad people. But the thing is that for you to tell me if I can smoke or not, who the fuck are you? You know, there's like, people get drunk on the street. And not even on the street. That means you can't, in your own balcony. So I would never live there.
Well, I mean,
I'm boycotting all these things.
Yeah, no, well, South Bay is, that's strange for them to be like, no smoking anywhere.
Right.
But if you're outside in a way and open, you know, who's to say you can't smoke? But,
I agree. Look, I'm not comfortable smoking around people.
But
at
California
all.
Did. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you shouldn't. No one wants you. I'm not going to smoke a joint while you're eating your dinner and blow smoke
or near
in your
people.
Face.
Right. Exactly.
So.
And the funny thing is, I hate the smell of cigarettes, you know, when somebody else smokes. When I smoke, I don't smell it. So
as soon as I got back from Vegas, I drove in on Saturday and I went and did a show at a vape bar. I've never stepped foot into a vape shop or a vape bar in my entire life.
What's
it
like?
It was cool. Well, here's the thing. I mean, did I say it was cool? the show was cool. The room that we performed in was the interrogation room to True Lies, it seemed. Like, just, like, gray walls, bars on the window, like, the guy, like, tell us your name. You know, like, I was just waiting for some for the voice change to come on. I bombed, obviously.
Really?
I did terrible. I hadn't been on stage in 2 weeks, and I was just, like, overwhelmed by the plumes of vape smoke around, like, vaguely sweet, nasty smelling smoke. Just people with these, like, devices. I'm just like, this is horrible. And everyone who walked in was the ideal picture of the person who I thought the vape bros. You know? They were just bros of vaping.
Bros vape. Okay, sounds good. Well, we're going to bring in our guests in just a moment. I just wanted to go briefly through a couple things that if you missed over the weekend, you should know about them. First of all is Malcolm Young from AC/DC is dead at the age of 64. Wow. He had dementia. And, of course, David Cassidy also is on the verge of dying. He's also in his early 60s, and he's also got dementia. So that's pretty scary, you know. I mean, let me tell you, living with that shit, my dad is getting dementia now, and it's no fun. So, okay, so that's AC/DC. We're going to miss him. And did you know that it was him and Angus Young, the guitar player, that there's the brothers, and they started the band together. And AC/DC, I mean, they founded the band in 1970, I don't know, where was it? I think in 79 or something, 76. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they've been around for a while. 1975.
Yeah, I've heard of
founded
them.
Founded it in Australia. So, there you go. That's AC/DC. Also, Charles Manson is dead.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So everybody dies.
Yeah.
But we can't put him in the same category as them. Come on, you know? Piece of shit guy, you know? I mean, the thing is, he became an icon,
you know? That's such a strange... So I'm watching this really great show on Netflix. If you guys haven't seen it, you should watch Mindhunter. It's incredible. It's all... Have you just started watching it? Okay, it's literally... I'm almost done with episode 10. I think that's why I had nightmares last night, because I didn't finish it. But it's about, like, basically the evolution of the term, the serial killer. Like, where did we go? How did we categorize people? How do we find out what are the patterns that make up of a serial killer? What is an organized killer? You know, like, there's all of these things, and it takes place in, like, I think the 70s or whatever, when they first started studying these killers, these serial killers and their behaviors, and they bring up Charles Manson a lot as a reference.
Right.
But the thing was, is that's crazy, is he never killed anyone directly. He just orchestrated other people to do it. So his story is very fascinating, I think. I mean, it's fucked up. But it is kind of crazy, because if you think about Manson and you think about Trump, and I'm just saying in theory, like, supporters, I mean... When Manson was in prison, women loved him, idolized him. They didn't even care.
There's always going to be fans of assholes.
Well, that's what
assholes,
I'm saying. And when you see, but it's not. It's beyond. I don't know. But then Trump stands and says he could shoot someone in the middle of Times Square, and people. It's true. People would still love him.
Yeah.
What is it? There's something to that.
People are fascinated, because people. When you're dealing with billions of people, you're bound to have some people that are screwed up. You know, they're not okay.
But if you think, look at the demographic. The demographic of his supporters are very similar. If you think they're white, female, white, male, mainly female. You know, there's a similar demographic. There's something going on there where they tap into whatever it is, the emotion of...
Yeah. Some people have charisma, you know, because...
It's a charismatic leader.
That's what Manson had. I mean, he lived in a house full of women and stuff. What attracted them to do this? So it's some kind of charisma, you know?
There's something.
I don't know.
I'm not saying there's something to hit. There's just something about... There's something that occurs. There's a phenomenon of something that must happen, because... I mean, I would never fall for either of them.
Yeah.
You know what
but
I mean?
Sheep need shepherds, you know? Yeah, and that's what happens.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of other shit, but you know what? There's also an article here on why songs get stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting stuff, you know, but it's kind of complex. But they're actually doing scientific research on this, like why some songs, they're saying like Bad Romance, you know, like rah, 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 you know, it's like it sticks in your head.
Why
or like nursery rhymes.
Me?
I don't know. I'm just reading this. Anyway, okay, fuck it. All right, we're going to get to our guests right now, folks. They didn't know where they're going to land. And they're like, what's this show, man? They're cussing. They're doing everything. Well, welcome to the show. We have Jenna. Is it Lottie?
Yes.
Okay, Jenna, Lottie, and Chris. Welcome to the show,
welcome.
Guys.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for visiting. So early on, we discovered that since Rachel asked you just about everything about you before the show.
No, I did not.
Okay. But no, but at any rate, so you moved here to LA recently, right?
Yes.
Where did you move from?
Boston.
Boston.
Yep, we drove across the country.
Oh, really? You didn't fly or anything?
We didn't fly.
What was that drive like? That must have been fun, huh?
It was very fun. It took us about 9 days.
Yep.
Did you stay in a bunch of places?
Yeah.
That you had never been?
Yes.
Where was your favorite place?
My favorite place was Arches in Utah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about yours?
Moab. That was the same. Moab, Utah.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So out of all the states that you traveled, this is it, right? This is what you remember.
Yeah.
Is that in Utah? Yeah. Wow, that's where I need to go.
How many states did you guys go through?
Ooh, good question. We drove up through, we did Cleveland, Chicago, Kansas City. We went up, and then we mellowed out to, Colorado. We stayed in Denver for a couple of days.
Yeah. There you go.
It's gorgeous.
I was going to say, Denver's beautiful, too.
Yeah, that's what I hear, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe one day I'll move there. I don't know.
I feel like I could weed's honestly legal. See you living in Denver.
What?
I could see you living
yeah,
in Denver.
Yeah, why not?
Denver Talk Radio.
I don't
radio.
Know what it's like, but... Oh, yeah, Denver Talk Radio, right? Well, by the time I move from here, it'll be when I retire, you know? I can't leave without my station, you
retired
know?
Retired Talk Radio.
Yeah. But you know what? But I really fantasize about living like on a lake once I retire and stuff. Maybe in like Oregon and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, isn't it beautiful there and stuff?
Never been up there.
I know, but in pictures and movies.
It seems very, very gorgeous. I've heard.
Awesome. So, Jenna, you're a musician, you're a singer, songwriter, and you collaborate with Chris and everything, and we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. But since you're here, let's find out a little bit about you guys and everything.
Sure.
So when did you move? Like a few months ago or something? How long ago did you
move? 2 days
ago. What?
48 hours.
Yeah. Are you serious?
2 days ago,
the fuck? And they already got a radio interview.
I know, right?
You know? There you go. You see, they know what they're doing.
They don't fuck around.
Yeah, there you go. Well, welcome to town, man.
Thank you.
We only have 4 million people here. We have room for a couple more.
Yeah,
nobody's going to say anything.
Totally, right.
Yeah,
right.
Just as long as you brought a good, durable car, because you'll be driving a lot here.
What part of town did you move to?
Right now we're staying in an Airbnb until we find a place.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. You need to find a place, right?
We wanted to be here so we could see where we're going to live.
That's true, right? But you need to ask around to see what areas are good and stuff. You know, if you're going to rent, you probably should go to just a broker or something.
Yeah.
And because they know what the good areas
are
in.
There's that, but also it helps just driving around neighborhood. That's how I found my apartment because...
You can tell, better
to go and check it out for yourself, but also working with someone is helpful. But
right.
Yeah, just drive
but you don't want to waste your time around, South Central or something where
No. There's Los Feliz, Hollywood, West Hollywood, Studio City, the Valley. Yeah. I mean, you're going to get more bang for your buck in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to be around, the clubs and stuff, you're going to want to be in Hollywood. You're going to want to be,
Right.
We're hoping for West Hollywood, but I know that's super... Expensive.
It's expensive, but you can find it. Just you're going
to
compromise.
But you don't have to live there, even if think about it. How often is the location really going to matter to you? You know what I'm saying? The thing is, you can go over the hill here and get there. Right? How long does it take you to get here? 20 minutes?
No. 10 minutes. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, for me, where I live in Hollywood, I'm close to the biggest clubs. Mm-hmm. I'm close to the Improv. I'm close to the Comedy Store. I'm right here next to HaHa. I'm close to Flappers. Mm-hmm. I'm close to every other any other club that there could be.
Right.
I'm right by the freeway.
Right.
So,
but is it worth the extra money you're spending?
Yes.
Or
in LA, if it is worth it to live by where you work, because
that's true. But
you live very close to where you live.
Oh, I live a mile from here, so it's easy for me to say.
But let me tell you, Hollywood, where I live is probably it's expensive, but for what I get, it's the best.
It's worth it.
Like, I have a parking garage. I don't have to worry. I'm in Hollywood, and I have a parking spot. Yeah. You know?
It's awesome.
So.
Yeah. So think about all these things, guys. Yeah. You don't want to get home at 10, 11 o'clock at night. There's nowhere on the street to
park. To me, it's just the fact that they don't. That's just not a thing, and like public transportation is not as popular or as like as it is in New York. And what are you?
Compared to New York,
what do they expect you to do? Right. You know?
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. But at any rate, rather than give people real estate ideas who are listening from the Netherlands or something, they couldn't care less.
No, I think they might. We've swayed people to move
to LA.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. That's why people listen to the station from all over the world, because they want to know what's going on in LA. You know, everybody that does a show describes their lives, what's going on and stuff. People get, they want to be part of it, you know. Mm-hmm. So, well, that's cool. So, before that, in Boston, what did you guys do? You seem pretty young, right? You just started your lives. Did you go to college or anything?
Yeah.
Did you? Where did you go?
I went to college in Massachusetts for interior design.
Ah,
so
cool.
It had nothing to do with what I do now.
Right, but creative. But,
still creative.
Right.
And, during that time, I was just writing a lot of songs on the side. And after I graduated, I just started... dived right into my dream and started doing open mics and all that, and then that progressed to do like find a band and play bigger shows, then start opening for bigger people. So it's been a long journey so far,
right?
But
so you started young. I mean, you're saying it's been a long journey, and yet she's so young. You know, I can say a long journey. Can you say a long journey? I don't know. You're not
like
qualified.
It feels like it.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, what can I say? You know, there was a meme, a little video that was saying about, you know, like people of a certain age, and you start thinking about, you know, having the flat belly and being in your 30s and all that. And then they're saying, but remember, you know, we have things, we have the experience, we have we've already been through all the things that you guys have yet to experience, you know what I'm saying? So it's a big deal, you know. So I'm okay. I mean, I have to tell myself it's okay, right? I mean, freaking 57 years old, man. I can't believe this. I feel 15, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
thank you. I'm thinking of like starting to collect toys and stuff, for crying out loud, you know.
There you go.
Anyway, for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Jenna Lottie and Chris, who are joining us. They just moved from Boston. You guys have been here for exactly 48 hours.
And counting.
But congratulations to you for planning ahead, you know, already getting on the radio and everything. That's
Thank
very
you.
Cool.
Thank you.
So obviously you made preparations before you moved, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
You
set the, a little bit. So
the ground
wingled
a little bit, right?
Put more time into this than we did into our living situation.
Yeah, I love it.
So, and what did you do for college?
I went to Providence College, Go Friars in Rhode Island.
Okay.
Studied English, went into trucking.
Love
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Those two go hand in hand, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So trucking, like what? Like 18-wheeler?
Like Ice Truckers. Have you seen that show?
Oh, yeah. So I'd be like the guy who booked that truck. I'm a broker.
Oh, I see. Okay, very interesting. So you're not a driver.
No, I mean, you go to
school, you have something a little more than just driving a freaking truck, right?
Like this much.
I hear they're barely making any money at all. You
the
know?
Truckers?
Yeah, they made like an investigation and something, and the people don't get paid.
I thought they make a lot of money.
Mm. Well, they're supposed to, but because they're taking advantage of a lot of them. I mean, there was a USA Today investigation into it. So I don't know what's going on. But at any rate.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me.
Good.
Famous buzzword.
You seem like a nice guy. So.
Can we strike that from the record?
There you go. At any rate, so this is cool. And do you guys want to share how you met? How long have you known each other?
We've known each other for about 6 years. We met playing pickup softball in Boston. And
Jenna was like an all-star at her college. She was a pitcher.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't like to talk about it. She was a big pitcher.
It was a past life.
That's awesome.
But we met and we got married in September.
This past September.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Congrats.
So after 6 years, you decided that's it, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
By this time, you know the person pretty well, right? I don't think in like 1 year you really know a person, right?
I joke with my boyfriend. I'm like, this is, that was year one. Now we're really, this is year two. Yeah. So like, yeah, real. Now I'm like, I find, yeah. I'm like, yeah, this is year two. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I say his name. I'm like, you're year two.
So right.
No, but that's true. So it's good. I mean, at this point, you know, this is a person you want to spend the rest of your life mm-hmm. with. That's the best reason to get married, you know?
Yeah,
right? Definitely. You feel like, I don't want to go through life without this person, yeah. so I might as well marry them. And I mean, I'm married. Well. Yeah, I'm married. No, because I'm married twice for the wrong reasons, and look at me now, you know? So.
killing it.
Yeah, I'm killing it, you know? But. Yeah.
I feel like we've known each other for like 25 years, though, because we go out touring. So we'll be on the road yeah. for like 3 weeks together, like in the car all the time.
All the time, yeah. huh? 24/7.
Yeah.
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 Do you sometimes get on each other's nerves? You have to,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple times.
But that's honestly. Cool. Yeah. Well, congratulations to you. You're a young couple you. And everything. You made a quick decision. When did you decide to move to LA? Was that like a long time?
I've been wanting to move here since I was 10.
Really?
And yeah. And we decided about maybe like
a few months ago, not long.
Oh.
Yeah. We've been talking about it on and off for like I feel years. Like a couple of years, yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And it took some courage to actually leave everything that you built, right? And move
yeah.
to a new place.
It was tough.
Yeah. So are the plans really to pursue the musical career
yes.
for both of you, obviously, absolutely. Right? You yep. both want to actualize yourselves and everything. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. So let's hear some of your music because now I'm curious.
Cool.
You know, and we'll talk a little bit about you how you created all this and everything. But so you did you just release the song? It's called Warning Signs,
yeah.
right?
I released it
the end of October.
Okay, yeah, so it's
October
recently.
27th.
Yeah.
Okay, very yeah. recent. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about the song. I mean, Warning Signs. I'm already cautious to listen to this. No, I'm kidding.
Nice.
No,
not,
kidding.
It's not about me.
This song, it's about somebody looking back at their, like, shitty relationship that they were in or, like, a shitty situation they were in. They were like, wow, why didn't I see all those warning signs or those, you know, red flags? And uh-huh. they're kind of looking back and thinking to themselves, well, thank God I realized them and now I'm out of that situation.
Yeah.
So
sounds good. And so you guys collaborated in this song, right?
Yeah.
Who wrote it? Did you write it?
I wrote it and then Chris helped me finish write, like, I think the second verse it was.
Touches, little details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But both, who did the lyrics, who did the music?
Actually, this song was a little bit different because I wrote it a cappella. I didn't use a guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you play instruments though?
I play a little guitar. And,
okay, but you did this one a cappella.
Yeah.
The music just came to you pretty much.
The music, our producer helped us
yeah.
with that. Yeah.
But the tune itself came to you like,
yeah.
So it's not something that you, I mean, did you get like the music in your head and then you did the a cappella? So it's not like you sat with a chord or two
no.
and said, okay, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Like,
yeah, that's it. Very interesting.
She uses like the iPhone note, uh-huh. like the recording thing, and she just like comes up with them in her head.
Oh, wow, very
yeah.
cool.
And then they like kind of flesh them out from there.
Yeah. So that's good because you get sort of an inspiration. You know, it's not like you necessarily sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write a song now in the key of C or whatever,
right,
you know?
Exactly.
It comes to you and everything. So that sounds cool. So I'm curious now to see what came into your head right away.
All right.
And then we'll listen about the production and everything, okay?
Should have seen.
I love it, man. I love it. Okay, you got my seal of approval on this one, man. Right?
Awesome. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's got a good melody to it, you know? It's not just a bam, 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 you know? Definitely has a couple great hooks, this
Thank
song,
you,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And I really, I commend you for a great song, you know? I mean, it's really cool.
It reminds me of, like, 90s, early 2000s, like, just, like, Wilson Phillips mixed with, like, I don't know, just
yeah,
it sounds like something
true,
I would
right?
hear on the radio every day, you know, like, or when I go and get my nails done, like, this is the song that's playing,
that's
you know
awesome.
What I mean?
You know?
I'm getting that pedicure,
no, and it's cool,
and I'm talking to, like, my best friend about how she's going to break up with that guy, and, like, this is the theme song, you know? Like,
that's awesome. I love that.
That's well, I don't listen that much to lyrics, so I focus more on the
Or,
on
like,
the
it's like, you
same.
Know, if they made
Melody,
Legally
you know?
Blonde, same. Like, Seven, like, this would be the, you know, or just something, you know, I hear it.
Yeah, but definitely, I mean, the tune
very
is
catchy.
Very catchy, you know, and I can listen to it over and over.
You have a beautiful
it's
voice.
Nice.
Thank you.
And it's the quality of that, the production is really, it's really well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, so Thank Chris, you. How did you contribute to the production of the song?
Mostly acoustic guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you guys got other musicians to help you. What were they, like studio musicians, or do you have a band? Did you have one when you were there?
For this project, it was a little bit different. We, our producer basically did everything.
Really?
In the studio, mm-hmm. electronically.
How cool is that?
I know. It was
right?
It was definitely a different experience, because in the past we've, you know, booked studio time and bring the studio musicians in and they play everything. And
yeah.
This one was a little bit different, but ultimately I think we like how this sounds.
You nailed it.
A lot.
Yeah, you really did, you know. So you play the guitar on there, mm-hmm. and which we can hear very prominently. very good. And how long have you played guitar since you were very young?
22 years.
Really?
Yeah,
wow. I know. I started the guitar about 13, 14 years old.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And loved it, you know, because I loved to sing. And this was the best instrument to sing with, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
that, believe it or not, I mean, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I was playing the accordion. Okay, I mean, I don't know
why
are you embarrassed?
Because it's the weirdest fucking instrument that
it
you
sounds
can
like
make.
You're being very judgmental,
and it ages me a lot too.
I feel like
you know?
The oboe.
No,
is,
that's cool.
I feel like the oboe would be more.
I
don't know why my parents figured at the age of 6 I have to play this big accordion. It was bigger than I was. It allowed me to learn musical notation, to read music, you know,
I think you're being a little hard on yourself.
Okay, well, never yeah. mind. It's so long Agreed. In the past. But believe me, you can sing with an accordion, all right? Not the songs I wanted to sing.
You could be like an Italian.
I wanted rock songs.
you could be the first accordion rock star.
No, but listen, it was easier.
You quit too soon.
It was easier to take up guitar and being able to play the really cool songs. I
feel like
to
you would have gotten a lot of babes with the accordion. You
yeah,
know?
Right.
What happened?
With a guitar,
you invite her over to your basement,
Rachel,
so you
guitar,
can
you get
serenade
more babes.
Her with your accordion.
Babes are attracted to guitars, aren't they, Chris?
Absolutely.
Right, babes and accordions.
But real babes are attracted
According to accordions.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nice to know that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pick it back up now.
I'm telling you. You're missing out.
No, but the guitar is cool, man. And did you, did someone teach you? Did you teach yourself? How did it work for you?
Yeah, both. I had teachers, like, kind of grown up, and then a lot of, like, YouTube, like, self-taught stuff.
So really?
We're both sort
That's
of, like,
right. You grew up in the YouTube generation, you know? I mean, when I was playing the guitar, there was only, like books, you know, with the...
Right.
Heard of those.
Like songbooks, songbooks.
What's
right.
a book?
Yeah, exactly.
With the notes. One day that's going to be a real question.
Yeah. Scary. No,
and the chords and everything, you know. Yeah. So I would just... And you would have to learn by watching the other guitar players play. You could pick up the chords and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I started writing songs and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, guitar was really a natural instrument for me. And obviously for you, you've stuck with that. Do you play any other instruments, like piano or anything like that? Did you ever?
Very little bit. Like I can play bass and like a little tiny bit of piano and drums, but like nothing.
But nothing professional that you would record.
Never.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way pretty much, you know. But yeah, awesome. So Jenna, and did you like to sing? Obviously you did, right?
Because
I know with me, it's like I was born wanting to sing and always sang and loved music. And to this day I do, though I try to keep it only in the car these days, you know, because I can't quite hit the notes I used to. But Yeah, so, in the car I sing a lot, not in the shower, because in the car I get the music loud, you have great acoustics, you know, and nobody can hear you, so if you don't hit the note, it's fine.
Yeah.
But no, it does happen, and you have to really practice a lot to really do a song well, you know, to make it like a perfect production, like you have here. You have to keep doing it and doing it until you get it right.
Yeah.
That was like one of the reasons it was attractive to have Josh Friedman, who was a producer, to do it in his studio, because like the iteration process was so much shorter.
Yeah.
You have to like bring the musicians back in.
And it's costly. And also you have to get everybody on the same page, right?
Right.
Whereas with one person, it's a lot easier. I know. I've seen that happen.
It was much more efficient.
Yeah.
And just worked out really, really well.
That's
and
cool.
And also, like, we had been playing this song live a bunch before we recorded it. So I was already, like, super comfortable with singing the song. And the whole recording process for this was really quick.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any other songs coming up after this one?
Yes.
That you already have in the works?
Yes. We have three more already done.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to figure out a plan of when we're going to release the next ones. And but the next one will probably be out in the next few months. It's called Honey. It's a little bit more pop than this one.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Faster.
Really?
More upbeat, yeah.
Well, I love fast pop songs.
Yeah.
We're excited.
But this
we're
one
really
is amazing,
excited.
You know?
Thank you.
I want to play a little more of this, but I didn't want to play the whole thing so people will have a reason to download it. That's why I talk through it, too.
Yes. That's
you know? But let's just hear a little bit more of Warning Signs. Okay, we're at the end of the song, actually. Okay, well, we'll play from the beginning again. But actually, I would love to have this song, if you want, on rotation here on the station, because we play songs in between shows and stuff. So if you want to promote it sometimes,
that'd
we can.
That'd be awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's
for
sure.
That'd be amazing.
Now, have you guys considered the business part of this now? I mean, this is like the hardest part today, is to make money on music.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys make a plan? How are you going to monetize this for yourselves?
It's a great question.
Yeah. Right?
Great question.
Okay, so keep thinking about that one.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it. Thank you very much.
Maybe Rachel can tell. How do you monetize comedy?
Yeah.
Social media? I don't know. I just started monetizing comedy. Like, I just started getting paid for...
Yeah,
it's like, live shows. Like, is that?
Yeah, I mean, like but again, you know, you don't make money, and I'm sure it's the same for musicians, until you're like headlining shows and selling out. You know, so you just gotta network and keep going, and even if you aren't you just fake it till you make
and
it.
It's right.
You
know what I mean? And exactly. It's the live shows, you know, and you really have to be around,
suck,
right?
And if you suck, you just keep going because you know you have the talent. It's just, you know, you got to just keep
After our last tour, we got back and it was just like, wow, we're so fucking poor now. Oh, my God. Why does anyone do this?
Yeah.
It wasn't really so much fun, you know?
Right, exactly.
Because, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's either you're going to be poor, you know, living it up and pursuing your goals and to hopefully one day have the money, or you're going to be either poor being doing something you hate or making money doing something you hate, which is not worth it.
What you could do is do both for a while, you know?
Yep.
In other words, you know, generate some income doing something else while you build your career, you know?
That's right,
because you're going to have to support all these expenses too, right?
Yeah, it's so
to record.
Well,
right.
Yeah, that's the thing is I have this. I work at a restaurant. I do cannabis industry stuff.
Okay,
like there's, as an artist, you're never just one thing until people know you as a household name. And then you're that thing that you've been working to be.
Exactly.
And I just think it's so interesting. You know, like we don't talk enough about the struggles that go into, you know, what you have to do to be where you know what I mean? The mental, you know, just wear and tear and just the physical and the ups and the downs. I mean, it's funny because people will like, oh, they're up and coming. They just blew up. They came out of nowhere.
Right,
but then you look at their history and they've, you know, they've been eating shit for years.
I always laugh about that, the blew up thing. Yeah. It's like, oh, where did she just like come
out
of
very
nowhere?
Rare. Like no. You'll, very rare. It's like even as like look at Britney Spears. She blew up when she was like 15. But before that, she was doing Mickey Mouse.
Right.
And like
she hustled for 10 years before that.
Exactly. And that's what you got to do. You know, you got to think long term and understand, like Rachel was saying, you know, you gotta put in the time, the patience, the effort, and keep doing it. You know, I mean, don't give up. You know, keep, because if you believe in it, then you'll find your audience. You know, I mean, shit, people find an audience for anything. You know, why not for great songs? You know,
right?
Yeah, I mean, God, it's like this guy, I still can't believe it. Believe him. We're friends on Facebook, or maybe I'm just following him on Facebook because he was a guest here once. He does an act called Southern Mama, right? And all he is a guy with kind of like shoulder length hair. And he does like a southern accent, like a woman, right? And millions of views every time he gets on there. I'm like, are you shitting me, man?
That's like Double Rainbow Guy. Have you ever seen the Double Rainbow YouTube video? Oh.
What's that?
I think I've seen that.
It's funny.
Really? Double Rainbow?
Double
I'll have
Rainbow.
To look it up, dude.
It's funny.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Millions of views, though. Millions of views.
Yeah.
Who knew?
If you're just joining us, folks, the news is it's almost the end of the show, so you're a little late. But thanks for catching the end of the show. We're joined by Jenna Lottie and Chris. Do you go by Lottie, too? I mean, or is it like a married name?
His last name's Facey.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Facey. Okay.
I think also what does help, because if you think about it, musicians, comedy, acting, it's all this, you know, we're all fighting, not fighting, but we're all, fighting for the same notoriety and whatever. But I also think that the ones that are successful tapped into their own niche markets or found a way to connect with an audience that was just waiting to be connected to, if that makes sense.
It's like any
in
business,
a way that's never before. So like for me, like, you know, I was one of those people where I come from a very successful family. They're all in law and politics, and that's not anything I ever want to touch or be around. My sister too, she's a lawyer, and she's 5 years younger than me. So I was just watching, and all of my friends, and I have, you know, just like finding whatever it is that they want to do for their, what they're good at. And you know, it was later in my 20s that I like was like, okay, stand up comedy. Holy fuck, it's, you know, it's been here this whole time, you know? but then beyond that, I also have my passion for cannabis, and I took a risk because at the time, one, where I come from and the family I come from, cannabis is still a drug federally. So yeah. You don't, but for me, I took a risk. I'm like, there are girls out there, women, millennials who relate to me, who come from similar backgrounds or whatever. I also struggled with depression and anxiety. So like I came off pharmaceuticals and started using cannabis. So I created content for a niche group of people that were just waiting for content right. to right. be presented to them. And mm-hmm. if you can somehow also find a way through your music to tap into whatever that market is, as you know, that relates to you, that yeah. helps too.
Right. You got to find your market, yeah. see who really
but you just create, and you find that by creating trial error, you know, going with your intuition, whatever that means. So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, we nice. Wish you a lot of success. I mean, obviously, you guys have a lot of ambition, and you actually, you actually moved here.
Yeah, you
and
took a
changed your
huge
life. That's
risk,
a, that's a big,
the
that's
first
a big
step.
Jump.
Yeah,
but the thing is, the least, you know, I mean, at least you guys are together, so you're not alone. You know,
yeah, right.
And that's the important thing. You
having
know, you
good
have each
people
other
on
to
your
support.
Team. Yeah,
to exactly. move to a new town by yourself, that's hard.
Yeah,
yeah. Right? It's an adventure.
Yeah. Although you guys
but you're
have
in
to
the
support
right place,
you
know?
Guys have
yeah.
to feed we two mouths instead of one. But you, but two sets of brains to actually know how to survive in this town. You
yeah.
know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones who survive are the ones who don't give up, even when right. it gets really ugly.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
You know, they just overcome.
And it's great to have each other, you know, and that's yeah. what I'm saying. You're very right. fortunate to do that.
Yeah.
And because many people, like you said, this town will eat you alive, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't know how to stay afloat here, you know.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Because it's expensive. And
well,
there's a lot of rejection.
You meet a lot of people, and you'll start to meet people. You've only been here for 2 days, but you'll get to know the culture of LA and the stereotypes, and a lot of them are mostly true, you
yeah.
know?
Right. Yeah.
But then, you know, you find your own community of people, but you'll just get the people that'll come here, and you're like, what are you doing in LA? And they have no fucking clue.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Not that that's not that bad. Because when I came to LA, I knew I wanted to work in the entertainment industry. I just didn't know in what form.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, you know, you'll get there. They're like, I just want to live in LA, you know?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? You're taking up parking, you know?
Like. We have plenty of people here,
yeah.
right?
I believe it.
No, that's true. But we always have room for new people
yes,
like you guys. You're very
people.
Nice
creatives,
folks. So.
For sure.
Thanks.
Congratulations
Thank you.
To you. So what's next for you guys? Well, obviously, you don't know yet because you're
yeah.
new here. But are the plans to actually start getting gigs, like live gigs here and stuff?
Yeah.
Can you feel like like half an hour of
set? Do you know,
but
are you guys in contact with bookers here and stuff?
Sort of. We played here, we played at the Hotel Cafe twice.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And
we did a...
Where else? Oh, it's So Far Sounds.
So Far Sounds.
Show here.
Like
okay.
Acoustic pop up.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
all,
now you're going to be here.
Networking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now
yeah.
you're going to be here. And it's not just LA. You have all of Southern California, too.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, if people invite you to play in Orange County, I'm sure you'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
So that's what I'm saying. There's a lot going on here. You're definitely in the right place.
Yep.
Well, Jenna Lottie, tell people how they can find you, how they can listen to you, how they can get your music.
You can find me on all social media platforms, pretty much. Instagram is at Jenna Lottie, JennaLottie. On Facebook, I think it's /JennaLottieMusic. And YouTube, same thing, Jenna Lottie Music. And all these links are on my website, JennaLottie.com.
Sounds good. And so
oh,
there's
and we're
links.
On Spotify.
Spotify. Oh, you are on Spotify?
Yes.
Spotify. Awesome. Then you see I'm putting that one on my list.
Cool.
I'm
a
big Spotify fan. Oh, yeah, there is, right? How can people see the video? Is that on YouTube?
Yep, it's just on YouTube.
Okay, so look up Warning Signs by Jenna Lottie and you'll find it.
Brief nudity at the end. So.
Really?
No,
come on.
Maybe that will go make people watch it, though.
Yeah,
maybe.
Exactly. No.
In this town.
Yeah.
It's me, not her.
Yeah, there
Wouldn't
you go,
that be
right?
a surprise? Like, brief nudity. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's saying that. And then I go there, I'm like, oh, my God.
No, you guys seem pretty conservative to me as far as that. That goes. So there you are, man. That's awesome. So we wish you a lot of success, guys.
Thank you so much.
Please come back.
You guys, too.
You guys rock.
Come back. Tell us how you've been impressed with the town. I'm really
Love
curious
to.
To hear about your experiences.
In like a year.
Like,
let's Let's update. Let's have a. Let's in a year from now. Let's get.
They were like, "Fuck, we'll forget about this." They're like, "We'll forget about this."
They're like selling out Madison Square Garden.
Come back in 3 months. That's fine. Just write back to us 3 months.
Yeah, we'd love
an update.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated and everything. And, well, yeah, so if you guys, all you have to do is look up Warning Signs by Jenna Lotti on Spotify, on YouTube, anywhere. Great song in my book. I enjoy it.
Thank you.
And if you guys will allow us, we'll play it a little bit here, too.
Absolutely.
Yes. So awesome. And Chris, how can people find you if they want to? Do you want to give out... your social media or anything?
Oh, yeah, you can't really find me on social media. Yeah,
just go through Jenna.
Yeah, it's
Jenna.
Exactly. It's all Jenna. Exactly.
You
go. Exactly.
Yeah. They go together. It's a it's a two-person deal here, folks.
I'm not very good at social media.
He doesn't use it. Yeah.
Good for you, man. Good for you. You're missing out on half the world, but that's okay.
No, it's totally fine.
I fill him in on everything.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
For sure. So you're like the filter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, like I said, much success to you guys. You know, we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
You must be really excited being in a new town, getting up, waking up to all new surroundings.
Yeah. So fired up.
Yeah, good for you. Well, go and have some fun, too. You know, I mean, there's so much to do in L.A. So have you guys been here before?
Yes.
Before you moved here?
Yeah.
So you know what to expect, right? You know, all the tourist stuff and stuff. Go to one place that not many people know about is the Venice Canals. I don't know if you've heard of those, but in Venice, have you been to Venice Beach?
Yeah.
In that area, they actually have canals. That's why they call it Venice. And there's houses. Ah. They're very small canals, you know, but you can take like a little dinghy or something in there, but that's about it, you know.
You could.
But
playing with your dinghy.
But it's, but it's
you
fun.
Can bring your dinghy anywhere in L.A., but bring it to the Venice Canals.
No, but it's fun. You guys will see. It's kind of fun to walk around and stuff.
Cool.
You know, people come to see it. There's little bridges over it, so
that's pretty awesome. Cool.
Anyway, folks, thank you all for listening. We're all preparing for Thanksgiving. I didn't tell anybody about my new grill. I'll tell you about that tomorrow. I'm really excited about it.
You can just hype us for that.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.